And our public affairs program at 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, and then online at WHLC.com with Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor. Hey.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, we've been through the elections. What'd you think about the elections?
Well, congratulations to all the candidates who now will be moving forward to the general election in November. I wish there had been a better turnout, but I'm sure that won't be the case in the general election. I think there'll be a lot of folks voting.
It was close to 29%. Distemper is still in the area, and the best solution, of course, get vaccinations for your pets.
That's right. I talked with the police chief before we do this recording. I talked to the chief about that situation, and they continue to encounter foxes and raccoons that have distemper. Those animals have to be put down because there is no cure for distemper, which means if you have a pet, there is a vaccine for distemper that works amazingly well. But if you don't have your pet vaccinated and it gets distemper, there's no cure. I urge people to make sure that your pet is vaccinated. Do not let your dog or cat run loose in the town. You shouldn't be doing that anyway, but if it does encounter a wild animal with distemper, it could be exposed. Finally, if you see a raccoon, a fox, or some other animal behaving strangely during the day and just walking like they're disoriented, do not approach that animal. Call 911, and our police or wildlife experts will respond.
Recording this on Thursday, our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program, and the paper is coming out. We had some comments and some calls regarding the headlines, and in the Highlander and the Highlands newspaper, and the Highlands Food and Wine concludes their 10-year run. Everybody went, what? And what did the town say to the Highlands Food and Wine Festival? It's not going to be here.
What I know is what I read in the newspaper. I understand their rationale for not moving forward for the next year. It has been a good run, but I will just say this, Steve. Sometimes we have things that change. We stop doing one thing, but that creates an opportunity for creatively rethinking what has been going on. I think this is an opportunity for the community, the people in the hospitality industry to step back, reflect, and come up with a new model or a different approach to trying to attract visitors to Highlands during the shoulder periods, as it's been characterized. One of the things that I think some people are realizing is that from the summer to December, that shoulder period has disappeared. Maybe something could be developed for those winter months.
The good news, though, you can take it to the limit one more time. The Bear Shadow is coming up in May, so that'll be one last shot, as they say, of redemption. Mm-hmm. Workforce housing. You were mentioning a small two-bedroom, two-bath. Oh, there you go. They're a first-time buyer. Maybe they have a kid on the way. That'd be a way to get into the housing, or is it?
I was at a regional planning meeting just this week. Workforce housing, housing in the middle, that's a topic not just in Highlands, but in counties and municipalities throughout Western Carolina, for that matter, throughout the state and the nation. There's a perception here in the town of Highlands should be the agency that solves this problem. That would be a real challenge, and I've made this point over and over again. It has to be partnerships between the private community and other government agencies like Macon County and Highlands. Yes, let's talk, but don't expect the town of Highlands to be the sole provider of workforce housing. I was looking at the newspapers, the real estate ads today, and I saw this beautiful little house on 0.3 acres, two-bedroom, and I said, gosh, that would be a nice house for a working couple or family. Wonderful. Below it was this big, large house. I said, well, that's kind of standard what's being built. Then I looked at the prices. For the large house, it was $6.2 million. For that little house that I thought would be nice for a working family, $689,000 is the asking price. You have to have a huge income to pay the note on a house at $600 plus thousand dollars. Here lies the problem, and it's the market pressures. Our real estate market is not hot. It's on fire, as illustrated by those two price comparisons.
Your mayor on duty talking about the upcoming workshop and your retreat. That's going to be March 11th. And you have a final update on our budget.
That retreat is really a long-day budget workshop. We don't go to some special resort followed by cocktails and then playing golf and then sitting down and talking about our budget on a Saturday morning. We don't do that. We meet and just start at 9 o'clock with coffee and donuts, sandwiches for lunch, and then we just go through all of the budget needs that our staff and financial folks have identified. And I hope that people have read my article in the newspapers this week about our budget. People tend to think Highlands is a bottomless pit for money and tax revenue. That's not the case. We have a big budget, but it's encumbered. For example, $23 million of our budget is encumbered in operating the utility systems that we have, water, sewer, the electric department. And those are not inexpensive operations. They're driven by rates and fees that are charged to keep them going. So we have to reflect that in our budget. When you look at how much taxes we bring in, it's sobering. $3.2 million this past year in property tax, $1.56 million in sales tax revenue. For example, we get $550,000 from the county to help operate the recreation department. The county residents living in unincorporated areas can come in and use the rec park. We get some franchise fees from the state. But our general fund's around $7 million. That's not a lot to work with. When we look at things like paving roads, putting in sidewalks, funding our police, and then we'll start prioritizing what's absolutely essential and then what we can fund this year or how we can delay and phase in some other things. Then we will go on to looking at the next budget year.
We have needs for the public works. So
well,
have a seat.
The public works is always the big budget item because they will be talking about things like sanitation trucks, garbage trucks, water tanks, bucket trucks for the utility department. Before we break for lunch, we will have a discussion about the playhouse site, how we proceed with developing a repurposing of that land and that property, and then we'll have lunch.
And then Andy Schmar is going to have a presentation.
He'll be representing the Hudson Library. They will be asking for some funds for library improvement. I know they will also be asking the county for funding, too. And then we will be looking at the fire department in two perspectives. One will be their capital needs. They need a pumper truck. People say, well, don't you have a nice one? Yes, we do, but it's over 10 years old. And the fire rating agencies that oversee fire departments, they expect a schedule of replacement of vehicles. And the idea is that a 10-year-old pumper truck starts to lose its effectiveness in pumping the water. So they say, you need to have a plan to replace one of the pumper trucks that we have. When we bought it, it was $250,000. To replace it, it's now over $500,000. Talking about inflation, in these hand-built specialty trucks that we have to use in the town, whether it be a line truck for the electric department, a garbage truck, or a fire truck, they are becoming unbelievably expensive. That will be one of the big capital needs. We will segue into a discussion about the possible increase of the fire tax. We did raise the fire tax several years ago to build the new fire station and to staff it with two people 24/7. The feeling now, I believe, is that we probably need to increase the staffing to three firemen per shift, one to operate the truck and two to fight the fires. You need to have somebody trained knowing how to maintain the flow and pressures, and you would have to have the people actually putting the fire out.
Well, the police department, they are in need, I would think, maybe cars.
They have a schedule for replacing their vehicles. In that last surprise snowstorm, one of our police officers got a call out on Bowery Road about a car that had spun out. So he went to answer the call. He discovered it wasn't just one car. It was several cars that had spun out. And he was up at the top, and another truck was coming over the hill. So he had to start trying to move, according to the story. And he caught the ice, too. And one of our cruisers got dinged up in the process. Police car, after about 10 years, they've put well over 100,000 miles.
We've covered fire and police, and then, of course, Lester Norris and the Parks and Recreation Department.
Lester will be basically ending the discussion of needs. And I will just say this. When I first became mayor, we let the rec park ignored maintaining them and so forth. So we had to spend a lot of money, even increase taxes, to bring those facilities up to standards. We actually spent more money than the tax increase and really did some great improvements there, like the covered pool, the first-rate wooden gym floor concern, and we're all concerned about that. We can't just, if you will, rest on our laurels. We've got to always be addressing those maintenance needs, replacing equipment, or upgrading buildings when required, because if you ignore it, it just magnifies to a point where you have to do something that's much more expensive after the delay.
And upgrading the gym, great job on that, I remember years ago.
I was telling Lester, when I went to vote, coming out of there, I got a basketball and started dribbling and trying to shoot things. But I told him, I said, you know, that floor's been there for about 6 years now. I get the feeling it's really settled down and mellowed out. And it just has a beautiful bounce and give to it that you get with a first-rate maple wood gym floor. And he was saying, yes, it's really one of the finest around now.
No dull spots at all. Okay, well, you think that's enough. March 12th, the interviewing of prospective commissioners for that open seat.
And I was glad that the newspapers asked questions of the candidates and they responded. We've got a good field of candidates that have applied for that position. And the next step will be that the board in a public meeting, March the 12th, beginning at 3 p.m., we will be inviting each candidate to interview with the board for about 10 or 15 minutes. And we'll do follow-up questions and ask other questions to each candidate, and that will be well over an hour probably.
Now, the commissioners could decide to vote for and select a commissioner, or they could hold off until the next meeting. It seems maybe leaning toward that 19th.
Steve, you've got it right. It will be all at the discretion of the board. If the board members would like to call for a vote after the interview process on the 12th, of course, that's an option. Or if they want to take more time and reflect on the interviews, we could wait until the official town board meeting, which will be March the 19th. The other thing that we will be doing on the 19th is having a workshop at 6 o'clock. And the focus of that workshop will be on reviewing the current noise ordinance. And our police chief has some suggestions and ideas about how to modify that ordinance so there can be more consistent enforcement of the noise ordinance.
Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program every Sunday at 7 o'clock and then online at WHLC.com. You can also ask the Mayor at AskMayorPat.com. That's your website.
That's right.
And, of course, read the papers with the Mayor on duty. Do you give us enough opportunities for us to get the information now?
Well, we try to communicate with people. I think that's the important aspect of good government and leadership.
And download that mobile app.
That is, to me, one of the best things that we've done recently. It's a gateway into our website and information. Yes, you'll get the alerts if there's an emergency situation, but also you can go to that app, and if you have one problem or a question, you can contact different agencies and departments.